Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, war is in the house. The root is on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming up at hour number two, it's Lindell TV. You just go to frankspeech.com when it gets to 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. You go to frankspeech.com and you click on Lindell TV 2. Boom, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root on TV. And if you want to listen and you want to watch later, then you can listen to 3 hours of this show every single day from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 p.m. afternoon drive time West Coast. And you can then watch my show, a repeat of the show, every night, 9:30 p.m. West Coast time, 11:30 Central, 12:30 East Coast time on Lindell TV, a repeat of the same show. All right, so I opened yesterday's show with this news, and I just want to get into it again today, okay? And that is Project Veritas got undercover video of one of the top executives at Pfizer, the biggest guy in charge of research and development and strategic operations of the entire Pfizer, laughing about the fact that, hey, you know, basically people are going to die, but it makes us a lot of money. So COVID turned out to be bad for society, but really good for us. And we are working on research to continue profiting from the vaccines to try and mutate the virus so we can continue to profit while people die. And I tried to tell you that these people are pure evil. I tried to tell you that if you listen to them, you're a fool. You know, I love to watch Law and Order, you know. I don't know if you ever watched the police show Law and Order. Well, police and legal show Law and Order. All about the court system and the cops and the district attorneys. And it goes back like 30 years. And there's hundreds of episodes. So I watched repeats all the time while I'm working out in the gym. And it was just recently, and I've mentioned this before on the show, that I saw an episode where they were talking about Pfizer. And it was like from it was either early 2000s or late 1990s. And Pfizer had lied about a drug. The drug had killed people. And Pfizer lied and covered up. And they had to pay like a $2 billion fine, the biggest fine in history. And on the show, in those days, liberals in Hollywood were crusading against Big Pharma and saying how terrible Pfizer is and how terrible they are. All the drug companies, they're terrible. They're awful. They're liars. They're cheats. You can't trust them. Their drugs kill people and they cover it up. And all these years later, now all the liberals have changed to 180 or 360, excuse me, 360. And suddenly now they love Big Pharma. You can trust every word they say. There's no problem. If they say the vaccine is good, the vaccine is good. How did this happen? How did the left get so dumb? How did they change their mind? It's unbelievable. And I don't know what to say anymore. I just don't know what to say. But the Pfizer R&D executive, I'm sure, is fired. I'm sure his job is over. I'm sure they took all his stock options away. The poor guy's life is ruined. But the poor guy doesn't care. I'm using that word in quotations, poor guy. The poor guy doesn't care that millions of people are dead because of his freaking vaccines. And based on what he said, I would not be uncertain at all that Pfizer helped to create the COVID germ to kill millions of people so that they could then introduce the vaccine and make billions and billions of dollars, probably tens of billions, hundreds of billions, collectively trillions between Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and there's others out there. I think it's a Russian vaccine company, it's a Chinese vaccine company. They all make made $1 trillion combined. Every single executive made hundreds of millions. Some executives made billions in stock options and stock retirement account. Billions. Individuals made billions. This is like when Microsoft minted billionaires at $100 million men. There were like 50 people that became billionaires off Microsoft stock. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating. There were like 10 people that became billionaires, but there were hundreds that became overnight millionaires and quite a few that became 100 millionaires. And some of them were just secretaries. Bill Gates' secretary made like $50 million just for being a secretary who got stock options at the beginning. You don't think all the people up and down Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and AstraZeneca, they all made hundreds of millions, tens of millions, and in a few cases, billions of dollars. I wouldn't put anything by these sick, evil bastards. I can say that word, right, Chris? You tell me that's an okay word. Sick, evil bastards that run Big Pharma. They just screwed the world. And this guy is a perfect example. Look at him. He looks like a crazy man. Just Google the video of the Pfizer executive talking to Project Veritas. His eyes look like the devil. He looks like a crazy man out to kill the world. These guys are Dr. Evil. Unbelievable. And it's perfect setting, by the way, on this day. It's perfect timing because here's what the FDA's response to an American's concerns about COVID vaccines. Everyday Americans who have no record of medical issues are suddenly dropping dead. And people all over the country believe these sudden deaths are due to the COVID vaccine. And people are starting to question it left and right. And a concerned American shared an email with the Gateway Pundit that he sent to the FDA discussing his concerns of the COVID vaccine. About every day, more and more stories of sudden death and healthy people are being reported. Strokes, heart attacks, hemorrhages, even in young children, athletes, otherwise healthy adults. He didn't mention blood clots. They all know it. And yet the FDA's response was COVID-19 vaccines are not associated with sudden death. You lying, evil scumbags. Lying, evil scumbag cover-up artists. We all know what's happening. We've never seen this in history of America or any other country, the history of the world, until the COVID vaccine came along. Deaths are exploding. Especially among working age, 18 to 65, which is the crowd that had to take, because of the mandate by OSHA and Biden, had to take the COVID vaccine to keep their jobs. And now they're dropping dead in record numbers. We all know what happened. Everyone knows what happened. Liars. Everyone knows what happened, and the result of that is they got to stop you. Listen to this story. The Biden regime is working with big tech and academia to adapt military-grade artificial intelligence that is being used against ISIS. And they now want to target Americans worried about vaccine safety and election integrity. Big Brother is going to try and destroy the Wayne Roots of the world. You know, those are my two favorite issues of the world because they're the two most obvious crimes in America today. They're killing you with the vaccine, and they stole the election, and they continue to steal elections every day. And when someone sees the truth clearly and brings it up, they want to target us and destroy us. Hard to believe. A report today from Just the News claims the regime, the Biden regime, is now adopting tactics formerly used against ISIS to censor conservatives. According to the report, the regime is colluding with big tech, private firms, and academia to use military-grade AI, artificial intelligence, to identify so-called misinformation online and replace it with the Biden regime's preferred narrative. This project is primarily focused on patriots concerned about stolen elections and the safety of vaccines. The funding of this endeavor goes to the National Science Foundation. That same NSF has already provided millions of dollars in government grants towards restricting law-abiding Americans' First Amendment rights, meaning free speech. The government's campaign, here's the story from Just the News. The government's campaign to fight misinformation has expanded to adapt military-grade artificial intelligence once used to silence the Islamic State to quickly identify and censor American dissent on issues like vaccine safety and election integrity, according to grant documents and cyber experts. The National Science Foundation has awarded several million dollars in grants to universities and private firms to develop tools, eerily similar to those developed in 2011 by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, in its social media and strategic communications program. And those tools were used to help identify misinformation or deception campaigns and counter them with truthful information, beginning with the Arab Spring uprisings that spawned ISIS. The initial idea was to track dissidents who were interested in toppling U.S.-friendly regimes or to follow potentially radical threats by examining political posts on big tech platforms. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. One of the most disturbing aspects of the Convergence Accelerated Track F domestic censorship projects is how similar they are to the military-grade social media network censorship and monitoring tools developed by the Pentagon for the counterinsurgency and counterterrorism context abroad. So everything funded by DARPA to stop ISIS is now going to be used to identify the terrible people like Wayne Root that spread, quote-unquote, misinformation about stolen elections and vaccines killing people, because clearly they want to continue stealing elections and they want to continue killing you. They want to kill you. They want not only depopulation, but they like it to be, in particular, the people that are voting Republican. You don't you think they'd love to find a way to do that? I don't know if they found that way, but they figure, what the hell, let's kill everybody with this vaccine, everybody, and we'll get as many Republicans as we can, obviously. You think I'm making it up? Look what's happening. Look what their answer is. Oh, the vaccine's fine. That's nothing to do with sudden death. No, sudden death just appeared out of nowhere. And Ron DeSantis, who, you know, I always say I'm for Trump for president. I'll always be for Trump for president. I'm not in DeSantis' camp. I'm in Trump's camp, but I'm not against DeSantis. I love him. I think he's great. He always says the right things. He always does the right things. I think he's great. He comes out today and says, we need new blood. Got to get rid of Ronna McDaniel as the RNC leader, as the RNC chairman. And I agree with Ron DeSantis. Great move, Ron. Thank you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back. Sponsor of this segment, VRA Vertical Research Advisory. Kip Herridge founded VRA. He's been a close personal friend of mine for 20 years and a leader on Wall Street in the financial industry for 30 years. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. Since then, his top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. Not just beaten, but often beaten the market by a mile. This is VRA's 20th anniversary. And I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. What's really amazing is whether the economy is good or bad, whether stocks are up or down, Kip and his VRA system make you money. Whether markets are up or down in 2023, Kip will position you or your retirement account to profit. Let Kip prove it to you for free. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. And you'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. VRAinsider.com. So let me get back to Ronna McDaniel. Again, Ron DeSantis with a great statement. He says, we need new blood. We want to get rid of Ronna McDaniel as chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida called for new leadership at the RNC. He said, quote, we've had three substandard election cycles in a row, 18, 20, and 22. And I would say all of those, 22, was probably the worst, DeSantis said. Given the political environment of a very unpopular President Biden, huge majorities of the people in the people think the country's going in the wrong direction. You know, I've said this from day one. DeSantis always sounds exactly like me. He said, this is an environment that's tailor-made to make big gains in the House and the Senate and state houses all across the country, and yet that didn't happen. In fact, we lost ground in the U.S. Senate, so I think we need a change. I think we need to get some new blood. I like what Harmeet Dillon has said about getting the RNC out of the DNC. Or actually, I would say get DNC out of the RNC. That's the way I put it.
I guess they're talking about the location of the RNC. Get it out of Washington, D.C. But I would say we got to get the deep state and the D.C. swamp out of the RNC, meaning the D.C. out of the RNC. So it's time to get rid of Ronna McDaniel, whether it's Harmy Dillon or whether it's, of course, the great Mike Lindell. I want to get rid of Ronna McDaniel. She's no good. Just no good. And talking about no good, how bad is Biden? What did I say? Again, everything I say comes true. I said the single biggest mistake in the history of the United States military was the retreat from Afghanistan and leaving behind $85 billion of weapons in the hands of the Taliban, who's one of our worst enemies in the world, making them, what, like the 25th, I think it was 22nd or 23rd or 25th strongest army in the world, just based on the military equipment we left on the battlefield. And now there's a report that Putin of Russia is in discussions with the Taliban to buy the weapons we left behind. Do you understand? Joe Biden is so dumb that he walks around all day saying, our enemy is Russia, our enemy is Russia, our enemy is Russia, and he left $85 billion worth of weapons he never had to leave behind. If you'd done it the right way, you take them all with you, or you burn them to the ground, but you don't leave them for the enemy. Now the enemy is selling them to our biggest enemy, and the country that he says is such an enemy, Russia, that wants World War III with us, and may want to literally, you know, go on and take over Eastern Europe, take on Poland, take on other countries, and put us in World War III or put us in a nuclear conflagration, all our weapons are going to go to them. You're really a great player in this game, Joe Biden. You're really brilliant. Other news, the Treasury Department denies the GOP Congress's request for Hunter Biden information. How could you deny it? I mean, the Treasury Department isn't owned by Joe Biden. It's owned by the American people and the American taxpayer and the American voter. It's not owned by Joe Biden, the president. The Biden administration doesn't own government departments. You have no right to deny requests for Hunter Biden information. That Hunter Biden information is going to prove that Joe Biden's the big guy and literally is the worst fraud and thief in the history of the American presidency. All right, and then quickly, we have like a minute left, Chris. Jumping back to the COVID vaccine for a minute, everybody knows, I keep telling you, everybody knows, in New York City, protesters crashed a Fauci event calling for the arrest of murderer Fauci over lockdowns and jabs. Angry demonstrators shouted, lock him up, and F you Fauci. Another held a sign saying, shame on Fauci. And then Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who's a great senator, calls for Congress to investigate the vaccine manufacturers and the COVID-vax approval process in response to Project Veritas expose on Pfizer, where they got the executive, as I told you earlier, the executive on video, undercover video, admitting what evil, terrible people Pfizer and their executives are, how they want to keep this going forever so they can keep making money forever. They'd love to find new variant germs that they could spread so they could create new vaccines that don't work, that don't prevent COVID, that don't prevent spread, that cause you to die. And they could give you more and more, a reason to give you more and more vaccines forever to keep fighting COVID germs that they have discovered in a laboratory and they've released. That's what he basically said. That's what they want to do. They can make money forever. Evil.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is touting the economic accomplishments of his administration.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online.
In a speech at a steam fitters union hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of the year. The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Market Capital is your sponsor of this segment. If anyone has ever given you $15,000 in free silver, I'd be shocked, because they will. And I've never seen an ad like this before. And it's only for my fans, my listeners, my viewers. Go Get Capital. They're willing to give you $15,000 in free silver. So listen up, because you might make a little money here. You can buy physical gold and silver with the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alarute Show, Go Get Capital. And you can buy that physical silver to fill your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, or you could have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and you tell them Wayne Root sent you, War sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your very first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Tell them War sent you, goldgatecapital.com. All right, we've got our guests here with us. Caroline Colarusso, former Republican candidate for Congress in Massachusetts. Caroline, welcome to the Wayne Alarute Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Am I pronouncing that right? Colarusso, right? I got that?
Exactly right. Exactly
all right, good.
Right.
Good, good, good. Not easy to spell in kindergarten, right? Your first time in school. I bet you had a hard time spelling that. I was lucky. I had roots. Can you imagine how lucky I got? I could have been a complete idiot. They said, wow, what a smart boy. He spells his name perfectly. So you ran for U.S. Congress in Massachusetts, which right away, that's a bad way to start any sentence. I ran for Congress in Massachusetts as a Republican against Catherine Clark, who was Assistant Speaker of the House under Nancy Pelosi. And Clark won and beat you, unfortunately, sadly. And now something happened a few days ago with Clark's 22-year-old son. Tell everybody exactly what happened, Caroline.
There was a protest where members from Antifa had gathered, which is on the Boston Common, and they began to deface what's known as the Parkman bandstand. And when they defaced the Parkman bandstand with spray paint and so on, the Boston police came. And when the Boston police came, there was a bit of a scuffle. And Catherine's son, Jared, was engaged in a scuffle with the police officer and is being charged with assault on a Boston police officer. We're hearing that the officer broke his nose. And you know, the media across the country is playing this off as Clark's daughter. He's a biological male. And so it looks better when a woman strikes a police officer, right? But he's a biological male.
Wait, okay. Once again, liberals have confused me completely. So in my notes, it says Clark's 22-year-old son was arrested for assaulting police. But it's actually now a man but used to be a daughter, or it's a daughter that used to be a man? I'm confused.
It's a man transitioning to a woman, and all the Boston papers... All of the Boston papers have it listed as her daughter, but it is he's a young man, and he's transitioning to a woman.
What a weird situation. These people are so weird. It's unbelievable. I can't believe. You know, I know thousands of people. You know, just in my cell phone, Caroline, I have, I don't know, like 5,000 people in cell phone. I have a lot of friends. And out of those 5,000 people, I don't have a single Republican conservative friend in the world who has a son who's become a daughter or a daughter who's become a son. But you hear this all the time among Hollywood and liberals, because when you preach this idiocy all day long, your idiotic children become brain dead and they decide to change their sex. It's not like everybody does this. Only weird children of liberals and hippies do this. And so, you know, here's you got what you got. You know, you preach this nonsense and you ruin your kids' brains and they become strange and weird and misguided. And once again, here's a liberal congressman with a daughter who's become a son, or a son who's become a daughter, whatever the hell it is. I don't really care. It's just weird, strange stuff.
Well, you know what it is, Wayne? I don't know if you remember this summer. Congresswoman Clark was arrested by the Capitol Police this summer, and she boasted about that arrest, her, AOC, and others, put it all over their social media page. She has a disdain and an animus for police. She scrubbed her webpage. Fox News caught her, and she took all of her anti-police rhetoric off her webpage. So this young man clearly is a product of his environment. He sees his mom get arrested. It's celebrated across the country. She's celebrating it. He then sees her animus for police officers, and are just saying she wants to federalize the police. She wants to remove qualified immunity. She wants police prosecuted for hardly anything. And so this boy has grown up in this culture. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to emulate his mother, who's the person you trust in the world more than anyone. And this is what her behavior is like. So you really can't blame the kid. I got to blame the mom.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like I say, it's Hollywood parents and liberal parents and liberal politicians' parents who wind up with kids where they change their sex. I mean, it's such a radical, strange, bizarre, mentally ill thing to do. I mean, being gay is fine. I have no issues. You want to be gay, be gay. But changing your penis to a vagina or your vagina to a penis is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, and it goes so far beyond any norm in society. And these are the people that are the children of liberals. They've convinced them that all diversity is great and anything you want to do is great. We got to believe what you say. You know, you know what I said, Caroline? If that's okay for a man to claim he's a woman, you're supposed to believe it, then I think it's okay for me to claim that I live in California and I'm black and I want the $5 million in reparations, right?
You
can't deny it.
I hear you. Well, you know what it is, Wayne? She was completely silent on the riots and the 2020 riots with Antifa. She actually encouraged those riots.
Of course.
You know, this boy sees all of this. What do you think the child is going to do? And this woman's in Washington, D.C. all the time. I have three sons, and Clark has three sons. She lives the next town over from me, okay? She has for over 15 years. Okay, she's never there. She's always in D.C. She's given a script from the DNCC or MSNBC. If she's not, doesn't have a teleprompter or a script, she cannot put two sentences together. She had eight opportunities to debate me, one from the League of Women Voters, a left-leaning organization, right? She refused or ignored eight opportunities to debate. The woman.
Oh, so you never debated her, ever? She never debated you.
Never. She just.
Wow.
She just reads. Even when she nominated Hakeem Jeffries, she couldn't even finish reading properly the script that she was given. She's inept unless she's being told exactly what to do, but she plays the part really, really well, and it's benefited her because she's climbed the political ladder. She started out a school committee, ran for state representative, got elected, ran for state senator, got elected, ran for Congress, got elected. So she's been climbing the political ladder, and you know what, Wayne? She's got one more rung on that ladder. She wants to run for senator, U.S. senator, and she will not stop because she's extremely ambitious. But what she didn't do, Wayne, her son was arraigned. She didn't bring herself to go to court for her son's arraignment. Because politically, a picture of her in court with her son
would
be very damaging. It would be a liability. But she should have been there, and she should be telling her son, you pleaded not guilty, plead guilty, do your time, okay? You assaulted a police officer, serve your time, apologize to the man and the family, and be the adult in the room, and have it be a teachable moment. Instead, these leftists, they thrive on this. And I feel sorry for the boy. I honestly do feel sorry for the boy. But he's just emulating the mother.
Look, I mean, you know, let me make a very big compliment towards you, Caroline. You're a very well-spoken person. And you're fantastic. You should run for office in a red state. Don't stick to your guns and keep running in Massachusetts because you can't win as a red candidate in Massachusetts. Why don't you move to a winnable red district in a red state or at least a battleground state, you know, a fairly even purple state, and run for Congress there? Why Massachusetts? It's unwinnable there for Republicans.
Well, I was a two-term city councilor. I won in a very blue city. I am 20 minutes from the border of New Hampshire, where it's all different up there. But I don't feel like it's time to leave Massachusetts yet. I want to stay in the fight. I'm a member of the state GOP. As I said, I was a city councilor. My family lives there. I don't want to give it up yet, and I don't want to walk away. I want to continue to fight, and I plan on continuing to fight in that state, because I have to tell you, it's the birthplace of freedom. There wouldn't be a country if there wasn't Massachusetts. So I feel right now, Wayne, I'm going to hang around and try to take some more jabs and see what we can do.
All right. Let's talk for a second. The time we have left, we have about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about you being a whistleblower and exposing the mail-in voter fraud in Massachusetts. What did you find?
Okay. In my district alone, my congressional district, which is one-ninth of the state, we found 30,000 voters who told the U.S. Postal Service, hey, we moved. We no longer live here. The These voters remained on the voter rolls. They were given a ballot in the mail because there's government-initiated mail-in voting, and they were issued a ballot. We asked for the rolls to be cleaned. We were denied by all the registrars in 23 cities and towns, and we are finding out that some of these people who have moved have voted. Massachusetts, every constitutional office, Wayne, Secretary of State, the State House, dominated, supermajorities, leftists, Democrats. We have not seen a legitimate, fair election in I don't know how long. And my mission as a member of the state GOP is to shine the light on this mail-in voting. We have a public records request. We send FOIAs in, and to hold this Secretary of State accountable for the disaster, complete disaster, of government-initiated mail-in voting. If we don't fix that, Wayne, we'll never see a Republican elected again in Massachusetts.
Or anywhere else in the United States. Forget about Massachusetts. Yep. Anywhere and everywhere. Yep. Doesn't anybody understand? Caroline, you do realize, right? The average person probably doesn't. It's not normal. No other major country in the world allows mail-in voting. No one. They all say it equals fraud. France is a very liberal country. France doesn't agree with anything me or you or Trump would say, right? But France canceled, banned mail-in voting a long time ago, like two decades ago. They said it leads to fraud. We're the only country that doesn't have voter ID. Every major country in the world has voter ID, and none of them allow mail-in balloting. We have no voter ID, and we allow mail-in balloting. We're committing national suicide. Caroline, we got to run. Great to have you on. Thank you. Caroline Colarusso, former Republican candidate for Congress in Massachusetts. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, by the way, this just in. When things are just in, I can't verify. I can't read details. I just have a very quick headline on Rumble. But the CDC Deputy Director, Tom Shimabukuro, admits the COVID vaccines are causing debilitating illnesses. The CDC Deputy Director admits the COVID vaccines are causing debilitating illnesses. Just in. I can't wait to hear the details of that one. I mean, anyone who is an idiot, no, what are liberals going to say? If this is true, and I don't know how it could not be true, there's a photo of him in an interview saying it. Not just a photo, but I'm saying if I click on it, it's a video of him saying it. I just can't do that on the air. But if the deputy director of the CDC admits the COVID vaccine has caused debilitating illnesses, doesn't that mean he's saying, yes, Wayne Root and all the people like him are right from the beginning, and we've all lied to you, and we've covered it up, and all the Democrats who make believe it's not happening are wrong, and all the Democrat politicians are wrong, and all the Republican politicians are wrong, and anyone who doesn't see it is wrong? What more is there to be said? I mean, I'm sure they're going to argue that he, you know, is taken out of context. I'm guessing what he said is, yes, it's causing debilitating illnesses, but it's a very small percentage of the people getting the shots. Want to bet that's what he said? I'll bet that's what he said. And they're going to say, oh, that's taken out of context. Well, actually, it's not true that it's a small amount of people, because in 1977, they canceled the swine flu vaccine because 30 people died. 30 Americans died, and they canceled the entire swine flu vaccination program that already vaccinated 60 million people because 30 died. So based on the way that medicine works and the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, doctor, do no harm works, if 30 people died, if 100 people are paralyzed, and if 30 people have heart attacks, you cancel the program. It doesn't matter how small you claim it is. You cancel the program. But this isn't 30 people with heart attacks, 30 people with strokes, 30 people dead. This is tens of thousands dead, maybe hundreds of thousands, perhaps a million dead. This is hundreds of thousands injured and millions with adverse effects. This is not 30. And you're not canceling it. Come on. It's ridiculous. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the last 5 minutes. Not that stupid. I'm not a Democrat. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Nevada Corporate Headquarters. And by the way, Nevada Corporate Headquarters doesn't appeal to Republicans versus Democrats or conservatives versus liberals. They'll help anybody that wants to make more money and protect your assets and protect your business and protect your hard-earned, income and protect your hard-earned anonymity. None of government's business who you are. None of lawyers' business who you are in a lawsuit. They can protect your assets, protect your anonymity, protect you from government overreach with a Nevada LLC. Doesn't matter where you live in the United States. Wherever you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their latest book, The Nevada Edge, for free. The book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. So visit NevadaWar.com for your free book, NevadaWar.com. They've been in business over 30 years, over 14,000 reviews, 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Doesn't matter where you live, any of the other 49 states, any country in the world, you can all own a Nevada LLC and protect yourself. Go to NevadaWar.com for your free book, The Nevada Edge, NevadaWar.com. So I don't mean to say I told you so, but I'm always right, right? I mean, it just so happens. It's not bragging. I'm always right. I keep telling you, I love Ron DeSantis, but he cannot be, will not be the Republican nominee. As long as Trump is alive and healthy, Trump will be the nominee. You know, that's the asterisk, but, you know, you got to be alive and healthy. But assuming he's alive and healthy, he'll be the nominee. And people keep telling me, oh, no, Trump has no support anymore. You know, that kind of reminds me of the Yogi Berra line. Yogi Berra used to say, that restaurant's not pop. That restaurant's too crowded, nobody goes there anymore. That's what he said. Too crowded, nobody goes there anymore. Nobody likes how crowded it is, so nobody goes there. Well, if it's crowded, obviously people are going there, right? So it doesn't make sense to say nobody goes there anymore. And that's how I feel about this statement that, you know, oh, nobody likes Trump anymore. Trump's not popular anymore. Trump's not the party anymore. Everybody supports Ron DeSantis. So I wrote that commentary that I read to you yesterday, and I mentioned that Trump's up by 20 points over DeSantis, and he could be up as many as 40 or 50. And I looked at the comments underneath, and a couple of people said, wow, that Wayne Root, what an exaggerator, like Trump could ever be up 50. Well, the latest poll's out, beyond the one where he's up 20, another new one's out, he's up 35 points. You think 50's far away from probability? He's up 35 points over Ron DeSantis. You think it's far-fetched he could be up 40 to 50? Really? First of all, I believe DeSantis is never going to run. If he sees that he's down 35, DeSantis will never enter the race. If he never enters the race, Trump will win by 90. In other words, it'll be Trump 90, and it'll be Nikki Haley 2, and Mike Pence 3, and Mike Pompeo 1, and Governor Youngkin 0. So Trump will win by 90. So I think it's possible he can win by 40 or 50. Yes, I do. He's already up by 35. Yes, this is the latest premise data poll conducted January 19th through 23rd. 59% of Republicans back Trump, 24 DeSantis. Trump's up by 35. VP Pence got 8%. Ted Cruz, Liz Cheney, and Nikki Haley got 2%. 1% for Tim Scott. Boy, there's some big numbers out there, huh? Outside of Trump, it's kind of sparse out there. We'll be right back. Wayne Root, right again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.